There are many out there that have accused members of the Red Pill community of being frauds and grifters. Now, while we have covered a lot of Red Pill content here on the show, we have also always held people accountable. And it looks like we're going to have to do that today in one of our segments. We've covered some content from Fresh and Fit before, and I've recently said how I think Myron Gaines is on another level in terms of the red pills and the red pill truth bombs that he's been dropping as of late. But it does seem as if he is attached to a bit of a liability with his partner, Fresh Prince CEO, or he also goes by Fresh. We're going to discuss the recent controversy in which it's been revealed that Fresh Prince CEO got an Instagram girl pregnant. Why is this important? This is not a drama podcast. This is not a gossip podcast. But it is important because if we are willing to hold the Tradcons accountable for their bad advice, and if they don't particularly follow their own advice, if and when this ever occurs, we also have to do it with the Red Pillars. And that is what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about the onslaught that Fresh and Fit have basically received after this information has been revealed. And we're also going to talk about why it's important that if you're going to be giving men advice, you basically live by the shit that you perpetuate. And then we're going to talk about, in another segment, a video from Dr. Orion Teraband, and it's about how women should strategize in terms of interpersonal relationships after the age of 30. Let's get into it. Yo, this is Hanging with Apes, an Audio Apes podcast. Real talk, real topics, no limits. Audio Apes, music with no boundaries. What's up, everybody? This is K Cartoon.
This is RX Phonics.
We are the Audio Apes, and you are officially Hanging with Apes, a weekly Tuesday podcast where we discuss trending topics, current news, and relevant subjects with a philosophical and comedic flair and our take on it. Two guys from the south side of Chicago. There is explicit language at times, so be advised. Go on over to our website, that's hangingwithapes.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to listen to some really good rap and hip-hop, go to any major music streaming platform, type in Audio Apes, and our catalog pops up.
It truly is the best.
It truly is the best. I usually don't curse in the intro, like when I'm laying out what we're going to talk about, but I couldn't help it because we've been so critical of the Tradcons as of late, and mind you, the Tradcons are not without fault. I mean, did you see that interview recently? I want to say it's about maybe now about a week old now, with Michael Knowles, where he interviews that redhead girl. I think her name is like Nala something. She's been featured on the Whatever podcast many times. A lot of people find her attractive. I think that she was like in one of the top grossing brackets of OnlyFans. Yeah. And now she's saying that she's like a Christian.
Yeah.
Have you come across that?
I've came across it. I watched like bits and pieces. I didn't watch the whole interview. But that shit was wild as hell, how he was just so forgiving.
Yeah, like without, just completely. So, mind you, we've been critical of the Tradcons because the willingness to completely absolve an OnlyFans girl who's made $9 million doing it, who all of a sudden is a Christian now. I don't know. I don't particularly buy it. I feel like there has to be more to the story.
Yeah, yeah. Tread that.
no doubt. But again, these guys, they're so attached to the notion of marriage and family and kids and everything like that, that, oh yes, another one absolved, another one in our camp, and without even, you know, doing any real vetting or considering that there may be some sort of ulterior motive
to this whole
thing. So again, the Tradcons are definitely not without fault, but in today's segments, we're not talking about the Tradcons. In today's segments, the ones that are fucking up royally, I mean, this is a royal fuck up. This is not even like, oh, it was like a little slip up. or no. Oh man, I bounce back, level myself out. This is royal. If everything that's being said is true,
yeah,
this is a humongous fuck up. Like, this is a brand destroying fuck up.
Yeah.
I
agree.
If you're fresh and fit, so a little backstory for people. I'm sure many of the listeners know who Fresh and Fit are, but for those that don't know, they're basically a Red Pill, Manosphere, Men's Advice, Men's Help, Men's Guidance podcast. They talk to a lot of different influential people. They also do the thing where they have like the panel of bimbos and they lean into the bimbos and more or less put them in their place, if you will. And for the most part, I've been on the fence about them. I would say in more recent times, I've been a little bit more impressed with Myron in yeah. a few of his different appearances, like with when he was on that Red Pill roundtable. I thought his appearance there was pretty sound. I think the way he interviews is pretty good. He's had some good interviews with people.
Yeah.
More or less, he's basically the captain of that ship. It's very easy to see that he's the captain of the ship. He's basically the one. He's basically the talent. And yeah. his guy, Fresh Prince CEO, also known as French Fresh, is there, basically. Yeah. on occasion, he'll make some good points. On occasion, he'll say something valid. But he's never the one, like, Fresh is never the one setting up the platform or setting up, like, the stimulating discussion. It's Fit, which is Myron Gaines, he sets up the yeah. stimulating platform, and, like, Fresh will contribute or interject.
Sometimes, doesn't really.
And sometimes he doesn't yeah. even do that.
Sometimes he's just there. That's the problem. Like, that's fine. Like, if you let someone set it up, but then have, like, a laundry list of stuff. But sometimes it's like, you're not really making sense. And then, like, in some of the episodes that I've watched, it's like, sometimes you tell stories that you could tell are fake as well.
Yeah.
Like, I never heard Myron say any stories where I was like, this doesn't sound real. That doesn't sound real.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, where he's like talking about he was kicking it with, like, football players
yeah.
and shit like that.
He
yeah.
comes off like he wants to fit in yeah. more than anything. But again, you know, like, nothing against the man. It's just my observation in watching the show. Myron usually, like you said, he has the gems, good points, not always right, I wouldn't say not always right, not always something that I agree with, but more often than not, he's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And like you said, lately, he's kind of came across as more based in the things that he says, and then also still kind of carrying the team. The only thing with me is the situation kind of lends itself to, like, the environment that they're in and them kind of succumbing to that. Because, like, that Miami vibe shit, it's like that Cali vibe shit. It's like,
yeah. Well,
you can get lost in that
Miami
dumb shit.
Miami vibe and Cali vibe is different.
It's different. But what the one thing that they have in common is the whole, like, the women and
doing
the gold diggers.
Doing it for the bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And motherfuckers are out here doing it for the gram, and they're out in the clubs.
Yeah.
And that part.
I would say with Miami, it's a little bit more.
It's like the right-wing version of that.
It's a little bit more authentic. Like,
yeah.
Like the L.A. version, it's like a lot of fake shit. That's like where you get the people that, like will have the backdrop of it looks like it's a private plane, but it's really like a photo studio.
Yes. Yeah.
That's like LA shit.
Yeah.
Miami will be like, nah, the guy will really try to get on that private plane, but the reasons he's doing it is all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, there's nothing wrong. If that's what you like, that's the vibe you like, you know, by all means, but it's like, your brand is based off of the Red Pill and teaching men how to maneuver. So how do you look impregnating an IG girl? Like, what does that even, that's beyond the realm of fucking up. It's like, bro, not only is this like a personal fuck up, but like your brand can't take this type of hit because like your brand is based off of working smart as a man, exactly. Maneuvering like how you're supposed to, not impregnating IG girls.
Yeah.
That's dumb to me.
It is. It's 100% dumb. And which you said it great right now. Your brand is based off of showing men how to move.
Yeah.
And everything that you displayed in what's been basically revealed about you is the complete opposite. Number one, you're with, which Abba and Preach have been exposing this shit. It's so crazy the exposure they've done. Did you see Abba even interviewed the girl?
No, I did. Well, that's the thing. I forgot who. There was another show that was talking about how Abba and Preach were leaning in on them.
Yeah,
like bad, like
50 Cent type shit.
Yeah.
Well, leaning in on Fresh, because there's really nothing to lean in on Fit.
Yeah.
But it's sad because, and this is where it gets interesting, and I think this is where we're going to have like a very good discussion. It's sad because you see that Fresh wants to defend his boy. I mean, Myron wants to defend Walter. Yeah. It's easier to go by that because Fresh and Fit. So Fit is Myron. Fresh is Walter. Myron wants to defend Walter. And he's getting upset in these videos when they're addressing the issue. But you could see that his anger is... it's really more of like displacement. Like he's projecting the anger onto like Abba and Preach and like people that are calling in talking shit. But really he's mad at his boy because you've put him in a very awkward position now, because motherfucker, I'm not like doing this dumb shit that you are. That's number one. That's number one. Number two, everybody knows that I'm basically carrying this shit. So like all you have to do is show up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's fucked up because now he's getting upset. He's trying to defend dude. And there's really no defending it. Yeah. You guys talk about Women Deserve Less. The name of Myron's book is Women Deserve Less.
Yeah.
But this dude dropped 15,000 on a bracelet or a necklace for this IG thought that he's known for a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Well,
crazy.
Not crazy in the sense...
How? Okay. How is that not crazy?
That's insane.
Please. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not crazy, insane. Much better.
No.
You're right. I'm wrong.
No, what I'm saying is like I totally see Fresh doing that though. I totally see Walter doing that. Like if you psychoanalyze people like by the way they talk and the way they maneuver and the stories that they tell, I could totally see him drop 15,000 and then say, "Oh yeah, bitches deserve less." Yeah, yeah. I was like, "Bro, you're out of your fucking mind. Like you're fake." Yeah. Like, and it's not like I'm talking shit. It's more so like, bro, like this is like
Drake. We gotta keep it G.
Yeah, and ghostwriters, you know, it's like Rick Ross is a correctional officer, like that fake. Like you guys, you're completely the opposite of what you portray.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, that's not good for you, and you're really just kind of like bringing like everything down with you, because 15,000 for a bracelet for an IG bitch, like it's an IG bitch.
That you've known for a few months.
You're fresh.
Fresh Prince CEO.
Yeah, Fresh Prince CEO.
Supposedly.
This bitch should be happy she's just in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Give her a Big Mac. I'm sure she's still fuck. Yeah. Not anymore. But what I'm saying is, like, now she knows what you get up off of you. But, like, that it's
ship
like.
Ship has sailed.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? You are, like, in the world of influencers, you guys are, you know, big.
Yeah, you would be hard pressed to find a guy our age or younger that doesn't know who Fresh and Fit are.
Yeah, yeah. So to me, it's like that. You're right. It's crazy. It's insane. But it's like, if I were to pick between the two, who would be doing some wild shit like that?
Oh, definitely. Would be Fresh. If before this, you threw out this scenario as a hypothetical, and you're like, okay, which one of these is gonna get down on some simp shit?
Yeah.
Which one would it be? I definitely would say Walter.
Yeah.
But still, I would still look at it like a hypothetical. I wouldn't look at it as we are looking at it now as reality.
Yeah.
So there's that. But now you have the problem of your brand. Now, how does your brand recover from this? Because now anything you guys say, well, at least anything that comes out of dude's mouth is automatically like, yeah, dude, but you fucking got an IG girl pregnant and you bought a necklace for her for $15,000. Basically nobody should listen to you. Basically, like, how many, I'm not saying that Fresh is like exactly like Destiny, but you're basically like not that many steps away from like Destiny being cucked out and all that shit.
Yeah.
You're basically not that many steps from that.
No, not at all.
So what makes you any different? And then now you don't have any credence to criticize guys like Destiny or guys like that, because you're basically not operating that differently. So that's a huge problem. That's a huge problem. Now, my question is, and I think this is where we get into the more intellectual side of this topic. At what point as a friend is the line drawn? Or as a friend, the line is never drawn, but as a business associate is drawn. Like, if you're Myron, what do you do at this point? Basically, would be my question.
Well, the thing is this. You've now compromised the brand. But one thing I respect about Myron is he's loyal.
Yeah.
And like that says a lot, because like your friends, although they might disappoint you, you have to also look at the times that they were there when you weren't like doing so hot.
Yeah.
And when everything was falling apart. And so I respect that from Myron. And so to me, it's like, you can be loyal to Fresh. You could be like, all right, cool. You can have a discussion with him like behind the scenes and be like, listen, like this is bad. Like, you're not really living up to the brand.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like have a discussion. Like, should I just take this mantle and just run with it? Because this is always going to be a thing. Like, and so I think the line gets drawn on the fact that friendship and business are two different things. Friendship, you could stay loyal. You could like be like, hey, you could still own part of the company, this and that. But then at some point, there has to be some type of change. Like you said, like the validity aspect makes it very hard to move forward.
Yeah.
Like that's not something that Myron did. Myron kept his dick in his pants. Myron,
or if he didn't let off inside IG thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. My man's not busting nuts inside of all
like
types.
Be celibate.
Yeah,
but I would imagine you would be like, no, I shouldn't be letting off in IG.
Yeah,
thoughts.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You're right. Like you could do your thing. It's just be very careful. Like you have something to protect, which is the brand. And so Fresh royally fucked up on that front. And then the thing is like the accountability, I think matters. So if you were having these discussions and you show no remorse or like no accountability, then at that point, that affects how I feel about you being part of the thing. Cause like accountability matters. Like,
oh yeah, big time.
Like, listen, like I know I fucked up. This is, maybe we can approach it this way. It's hard though, because it's a lot of like behind the scenes things that we would have to see, like their dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, like Fresh, although
they strike me as if they're really friends though.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like Abba and Preach, they kind of strike me as they're not like that close.
Yeah.
There's something about their dynamic that I don't feel like they're that close of friends, even though I did ask them when we were in Detroit and they said they are friends.
Yeah.
And then they went into the whole story about how they became. Actually, that was their longest segment of the night.
Yeah.
When I asked them that question. they say they are. And they told us the story about how they became friends. And they were both on the same accord in terms of the story. But the way they come off on camera, they don't come off as that close for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Fresh and Fit, they do come off as friends.
Yeah, they do. And so it's complicated, I think. It's not so easy. Because I think the easy part for a lot of people would be like, well, yeah, fucking drop, dude. Like, but it's different. I guess the only regrettable thing on my front is the way Myron has went about showing his frustration. I think that's a behind the scenes type of thing. Like when he had that whole rant.
Yeah, and he like broke the glass.
Yeah,
again, and they keep playing that shit.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. But to me, what that came off as displacement. Like,
yes,
you're really. You're not as mad as Abba and Preach as deep down. You're mad at this guy because it's like, I shouldn't have to be spending time defending you. And in fact, like he is more mad than dude. Like dude should be like ashamed and dude is just like, oh yeah.
That shit made me laugh because like dude breaks it. He's, I'm off. And he leaves. He's, I'm out. And dude's like, well, yeah, that's loyalty. Or some shit like that. Like,
yeah,
he had, like, he's like, wow, he's really passionate. So, like, something so, like.
That sounds like some dumb ass shit.
Like, dude, this guy just went to bat for you, and you're just, like, sitting there, like, yeah, that was a lot of energy there, guy.
So, like, this shit comes off as, like, low key dismissive.
Yeah, it's like, bro. At least walk away with him.
Yeah.
Jesus. What are we doing here?
Before you walk away, I fucked up.
Sorry. And then just walk off. Yeah, like, it's hard because you could tell that he's going through it. But the way, I guess, that he went about it is like the way Sonny Corleone would go about it. Where, like, in a moment like this, in a situation like this, you go about it like Michael would, like really motionless. You know, say what you have to say. You can say what you have to say, just tone it down on the emotion part. You know, like, don't sensationalize it. You could be that angry behind the cameras in a room talking to like,
yeah, because best friends. All your enemies are going to do is now use this against you as they have been doing.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's like,
because I saw that clip not from Fresh and Fit's platform. I saw it from Abba and Preach's platform.
Yeah. I forgot. I don't know if it was ABL or.
And that's what's wild is the spillover is crazy.
Because
Officer Tatum talked about this, ABL, like a bunch of people. I don't know if ABL has. I know for sure Officer Tatum has talked about it. And a lot of other people that wouldn't normally talk about this type of stuff. Because, again, see, the problem with guys like that are red pill or guys like us, for instance, the way that we operate.
You get treated like the Patriots. You want them to lose.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You can't wait to see them
lose. But you also want them to lose. Both sides want you to lose. Like, the TradCons wants you to lose.
Yeah.
Because Officer Tatum is a bit of a TradCon. They want you to lose because it's like, oh, you see? They're not, like, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then guys like Abbott and Preach, who are not TradCons, but that are like more on the blue pill side, are like, oh well, like, you see that red pill shit, it's not real. So it's like almost like a two-fronted attack.
And not only that, but even red pillers, some red pillers have a issue with guys like Fresh and Fit, because I don't know if Sandman does, but I know Sandman probably doesn't like him as much, because like, then the deeper red, like the more MGTOW red pill, they look at it like, this is why you don't deal with women. Because like, the on
you're
the
right,
like,
about that.
Deeper red pill side, you look at the world that Andrew Tate has been living in because of women.
Yeah.
You know, all these situations, and then Fresh and Fit. It's like, so
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about like the Sandmans, the Hammer Hands, like yeah. guys like that.
They say eliminate really, women from your life.
Yeah, that don't fuck with Andrew Tate and don't fuck with Fresh and Fit because their mentality is like, you guys are trying to be fit and successful and all of this, but in the end, it's all to like get bitches.
Yeah.
And it's and
they're still a liability.
Exactly. And those guys are like, yeah, if you want to do that stuff, fine, yeah. but don't let women be the reason you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And so right there, that kind of gives credence to those red pillars. Which I would say they're the more obscure red pillars. They're not like the mainstream red pillars.
No, definitely not.
But they're like the ones that...
But a lot of times people regard them as the smartest ones, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're on some like... You know, like celibacy is... That's hard.
Yeah.
That's like... So like they're on some like Jedi shit yeah, at this
basically.
Point.
Yeah, basically.
So whereas like the more mainstream red pillars, they're more on some like... I could do some Jedi tricks, but I'm not like a master at it.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm like I'm in the world.
Yeah,
I'm in both worlds. I could do a little bit of both, but it's moments like that where like and people like that they're the ones that are going to be in the limelight. So then those are the ones that you want to see fall.
Yeah,
because you're not going to see a Sandman fall. You're not going to see him fall. Like if he's going off of what he's talking about.
Yeah,
but then the
but
reason.
He's too honest and accountable to, because even yeah. he's been the first one to say, I don't get in relationships because when I do, like I'm all fucked up. Like I'm too emotional and I'm too like into the girl.
Yeah.
So even that level of accountability would always prevent somebody from falling because they're already too self-aware of what they are, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when you get a situation like Walter, the lack of accountability, the lack of self-awareness is what makes you fall. Like, you're the guy that's over here saying, oh, guys got to do this and fuck these IG thoughts and women deserve less and all of this and all of that. But, like, you're on, you know, Instagram Live kissing an IG thought saying that you love her. You know her for a few months. You're getting her pregnant. You're dropping 15 grand on a bracelet or a necklace or whatever it is. So you say all of this stuff, but yeah. your lack of accountability is making you blind to the fact that you're doing everything that you're telling your audience not to do.
Yeah.
Well, a guy like Sandman, when you're that aware,
yeah.
you don't fall. I'll give you an example. This is from many years ago. I was in high school, and my friend Darius, well, you know Darius.
Yeah.
I know you don't know him like some of the other people I went to high school with, but I know you know him. So we were about to graduate, and he was having an emotional moment because it was one of those moments that we all get at that age. I know you and I had it. I remember we regarded it. We called it our quarter life crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like this thing where it's like, I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% how to go about it. I'm seeing a lot of the advice that I'm given from older people doesn't seem like it's going to really pan out.
Yeah.
So now I got to kind of go my own. But that's all of that is accountability. All of that because a lot of people, if you notice, that had no accountability, they basically followed whatever advice older people gave them and yeah. they didn't think twice about it.
Yes.
Us being the accountable type, we were like, well,
the buck stops at me.
Huh? Exactly. Yeah. And I see the advice that these people are giving me, but the world that I observe, it doesn't seem that shit is translating yeah. to success. So naturally you have like a degree of cognitive dissonance. It's like you're kind of like short circuiting. So Darius, he was having sort of a similar moment.
Yeah.
He decided to go like the more traditional route, college and everything like that, but he was still having a moment. And I remember I calmed him down by telling him, I was like, you shouldn't worry so much. And he's like, oh, but no, like, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure this and that. And I was like, you shouldn't worry because you worry.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, the fact that you're this accountable and this concerned about your future.
Yeah. Yeah.
When right now, if you look around us, nobody else is. Everybody yeah. is getting pregnant and drinking and smoking weed and, oh, it's fucking prom time, the best night of our lives, like all that stupid shit. and like you're right now worried about your future.
Yeah.
That in and of itself should show you that the way you think is far more advanced than a lot of these people.
Yeah.
And I believe it or not, that shit calmed him down. He was like, man, I never thought about it before. But it is. Sometimes when you do a little bit of contrasting,
yeah,
you'll be like, you could be so hard on yourself because you are so accountable.
Yeah. That happens even now.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's you're like, fuck, like the time is now. I have this, I have that. And then you start thinking about it, and like that is what calms you down. It's like, nobody around me is this worried about what it
gives a
12 months from now.
Exactly.
And I'm over here fucking damn near like fucking going through it.
That's why whenever I come across somebody that's like on some sanctimonious, holier than thou, moral authority type shit, I always look at them and I hit them with the shit from Steve Carell in The Big Short. Responsible, like nobody's being responsible, like you know, but guys like us,
yeah,
it's easy to point the finger at. It's like, oh, because you're this or you're that, or you hold it down, or you're on some business shit or whatever, so everybody wants to hold you to a higher standard. Why don't you hold your fucking kids to that standard?
Yeah.
Or the people around you or your friends to that? Nah, nobody. Same thing, the same shit they throw at Trump, like,
yeah,
all this shit that these DAs do, this fucking affairs and stealing money and all this crazy ass shit, but like this guy has to be held to like this,
yeah,
moral ass standard of,
yeah,
of no, that's not how we do things, that's not how things should be done. It's, man, a bunch fuck
of
y'all.
Yeah, it's a bunch of dishonorable people holding you to like this,
yeah,
oh, you gotta be honorable.
Dishonorable people posing as moral authorities.
Yeah,
100%, that's what it is. So yeah, my point is with that whole thing was that when you have a degree of accountability, you are far less susceptible to fall.
Yeah.
And even if you do fall, it doesn't look as bad as this because you're, yeah, accountable in that stumble. You're accountable for, yeah, the stumble. This looks bad. This could be a brand destroying thing for these guys. And I feel bad for Myron, because right when he was like on a trajectory, and so I don't know what happens from here. It's very interesting.
I think you could go about it the right way. I think it's just discussing it with Fresh. I think Fresh, though, like, you really did compromise the brand, and so you have to be aware of that. Like, and that's the thing that kind of, like, it was funny, but it was kind of, like you said, dismissive. I didn't think of the word, but yeah, he's like happy that Myron's like,
yeah, dude.
But it's like, bro, like,
where's your shame? Where's the, yeah, guilt? Yeah, 100%. But what's interesting about this whole situation is I think mishaps like this is what will continue to make guys like Dr. Orion Teraband surge. Because if you notice with Dr. Orion Teraband, he drops a lot of red pills, but he does it in a way where I don't even think people really
realize
that it, like, it's red pill knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a perfect example is the video that we're going to talk about, where he talks in detail about women over 30. And so what's the name of the video? It was Women Over 30, the Game Is Not Over Yet, or something, yeah, like that. Yeah. So
just had it up.
The video starts off, and by the title, you would think that it's a pro-woman video. Like, oh, he's going to say something that basically like some blue pill gynocentric stuff, like, oh, women over 30, don't worry, like, everything, yeah, is fine, like,
slay queen.
Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like, what is dude on? Because I, yeah, know how he gets down. So, yeah, I that's really what made me interested in watching the video.
I switched up, fam. That's his first words. Doc, not you, Doc.
So uncharacteristically, I switched up, fam.
You don't even talk like that.
Shit's too great. But yeah, that that's essentially the sentiment that I felt when I see the.
And
the,
he even said in the video, he's like, some of the men that follow this page, like or follow me, probably are not gonna like some of the things I have to say. But I did. I actually didn't dislike anything he said. I thought he was actually very
grounded. And realistic. Yeah, 100%. What he's saying in the video is that women over 30 that are have the mindset of getting a husband or like a lifetime partner or whatever, you have to play the game a certain way.
Yes.
And you basically have to make yourself marketable and appealing to what it is that you're looking for. And it's interesting because he creates in the video, he creates this dichotomy between how a guy in his 20s has to operate and a woman in her 30s needs to operate. And it's very similar. And if you think I never thought about it like this, but it's very similar. When we were in our 20s and we were trying to be appealing to women, it was basically a big old song and dance. In a way, it's like, oh, okay, well, this and like, you know, I do this and am I appealing? And you're basically hoping to an extent, that the girl would be interested in you.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about that is there's a lot of guys that dedicated a lot more time to that stuff than we did.
Yeah.
I vividly remember like my 20s, I was mainly like working overtime, saving, grinding, investing. That's how I spent my 20s. I have zero regrets about that whatsoever. Like,
but it gets better though. That's the thing.
Yes.
30s is like so easy.
Yes. And that's what he says all the time in other videos. I don't know if he said it in that video, but he says that all the time. He says, it took me 10 years to pick up a girl in 10 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
How true is that?
It's true.
That's very true. It's like, but that's the thing about being a man, which... That's how you know God is a man.
Yeah.
Our value is not front loaded.
No.
Women, their value in terms of intersexual interpersonal dynamics.
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about career, professional life, that's different.
Yeah.
But interpersonal and relationship dynamics, their value is front loaded because everything that men look for in women.
Yeah.
Is, you know, they're pretty, their body, like everything like that. How often do you hear a guy be like, oh, she's this, like her career is this, like people don't really like, guys don't really care about that. That'll be down the road, that'll be brought up, but in any initial conversation, that's not really brought up. Whereas with men, that shit is brought up all the time.
Yeah.
You know, in regards to women, how they talk about men. So that's something that Dr. Teraban believes. He's like, oh, yeah, it took me 10 years to be able to get a girl in 10 minutes. And so now what he's saying for women is you're basically in the position that guys were in their 20s.
Yeah.
Now you're in that position. Now you have to do the song and dance if you want to get what you say you want out of life.
Yeah.
And what do we see from statistics? What do we see from the data is that women are far more worried about growing old alone.
Yeah.
I don't think men care about that as much.
No.
Women are far more concerned about having that person, my partner than men are. Women are far. So now I would say that adds an even deeper level of the things that you have to do because if we're operating and I'm operating in a capacity that if I did the things that I did and I always worked and strived to fulfill my purpose, make my dent in the universe, make the lives of the people that I care about and the lives of the people around me better. For a man, I feel like for most men, it's the 50 Cent line. If I die today, I'm happy how my life turned out.
Yeah.
for women, it's like, oh no, I never did this, or I didn't have this, or this, or that, and all of that stuff. So I would imagine that adds an even deeper layer to what he's saying.
And in their 30s, like a lot of men, this matters a lot. Like the whole, like leaving your legacy with like children. I don't think it's the best outlook, but it is something that you see. So women have that avenue. Like if you're like on point in your 30s, and you're really looking for it, there's going to be men out there that's the way they're thinking, like, oh, I want to create a family.
Yeah.
I want to have children. And like, the best way to do it is, well, be what he needs you to be. Be what men want.
Yeah.
But you have to, like the doc said, he's like, you have to work, you know? And then he had that little, example of, like, the Victorian times when, like, a woman was interested in a man and she drops the handkerchief on purpose. So then the guy picks it up, and then right there, that little small talk. Yeah. She decides, oh, I like him. He's charismatic. Or, oh, no. But, like, she's doing the work. She's putting herself out there. And so, obviously, we're not in Victorian times, but there's...
Definitely not. Yeah. But what was funny about that part in the video, when this motherfucker starts doing the accents...
Yeah, she had me dying. Because it was kind of uncharacteristic of him. But like, imagine if we still talk like
actor.
That.
You know, he was. He used to be he was not a very successful actor, but he was an actor. Yeah.
Oh, well, then that makes sense. Yeah, because he was like all into it. That shit made me think, like, if we still talk like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Sia, thank you for the
handkerchief. I must be going on my way now.
Here's my OnlyFans. I'll send you the link. Like, everything is Victorian, but like, in today's world.
Yeah, that shit would be hilarious.
Yeah, but like, to me, that was realistic.
Hello, Cockingstein.
It's the dude with the blue hair.
Yeah.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Is that, hello, madam? Would you like to cuck me today?
Sir Cockingstein shall be debating... shall be the gentleman Shapiro on the morrow.
on the morrow. Oh, that's going to be quite lovely. We should have a cup of tea. What do they do? Where they fucking just used to sit down and drink tea?
Herr Cockingstein, what is the sentiment of one's wife being destroyed by many a other man?
Stupid. Ah, that's just too great. That's gonna be a clippable moment right there. Yeah, but yeah, I think he went about it like how I think I would go about it if I had a daughter.
Yeah,
and she's in her 30s and she ain't got no fucking man. I'd probably be like, listen, is that what you want? All right, cool. This is what the hell you're gonna have to do. But you know what?
No, yeah, that's true.
Like, this is the video to watch for that, because like you like, think
first,
that
first off, daughter. I'm sending you all these videos on how to cook.
Yeah.
So here's all these fucking YouTube videos of how to cook.
It's the ego.
Some videos of how to fucking fold some fucking clothes. Just kick them shoes off, because he wants you in the kitchen barefoot.
And not a stitch of clothing.
No, but you're right. It is ego.
Yeah.
It is ego, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to be okay. Like, I think... Women, as they get older, they think that, oh, well, I want a model. Oof, you ain't going to get a model. That's not going to happen. I want to make six figures. What do you bring to the table? Because there ain't no fucking guy.
I mean, you could get a model if you're a model.
Yeah.
But are your expectations realistic?
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like, if you're Kendall Jenner, like, you'll get a model if you want. But
see, I'm talking about like a regular chick. And I'm not saying that she would be ugly, but just an average looking
but
chick.
That's where the expectations have to be realistic.
Yeah.
But you know who I think does the most damage to women's expectations and their perception of reality? Is other women. Other women do the most damage to it. I think guys do it to an extent too, but other women do the most damage. Have you ever heard a woman, you've had to, and for the audience, I ask you this question too. Have you ever heard a woman give advice, like relationship, interpersonal dynamic advice to another woman? It's the most awful shit you would ever hear. Imagine if a guy, and we could actually like play a little game right now. Imagine if a guy gave this sort of advice to another woman. So imagine there's a girl and she has a friend that's a raging whore, right? Raging whore. You know this because she tells you her friend is a raging whore. Her friend is a raging whore. So there's that. Her friend probably has like kids from a previous baby daddy. There's that. And the friend is wondering why no guy will take her serious. Right? So now, in your imagination, what would the girl be telling her friend? What kind of, just from what your experience, because I know what I've heard being said, but in your experience, what kind of things are told to this girl to make her feel better or make her feel like there's hope?
The what she should say or what she would say?
What she would say. We all know what she should say, and we know she ain't going to say what she should say.
Madam, you mustn't whore yourself immediately.
Well, that's what she should say, but what more than likely is what she would say?
It would be so generic, just like, oh, you just gotta find, like, you just haven't found the right one.
Like, right, it'll be gotta, stuff like that. It'll be
you
stuff
gotta do
like,
you gotta focus on you.
You're so pretty, girl. Don't worry, shit like that. Like,
and just keep doing you, cause like you gotta be you.
Exactly, like, bitch, it's shit like that. Like,
what are you talking about? This bitch is a whore. If she keeps doing her, like, she'll never find a man.
She's doing her is what got her here. Yeah. Do the opposite of you. Bitch, what is you? Okay, you are you. What's the opposite of you? Do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you'll be fine. Yeah, no, I'd be like, yeah, listen, like, you just up your pussy too easily and to everybody. So probably tone it down on that front. If you want to be nice,
don't tell her that shit. And that's what the guys are saying.
Yeah.
Why are you telling her that shit?
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, leave. If everybody knows the way you fucking taste, then it's probably not good. Whereas if you leave it to like the imagination, You have some self-respect.
If her situation is even salvageable.
Yeah.
Because there's like, I do think there are some women that are in situations that it's not salvageable.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. So, women that have had their fair share of guys, there's going to be a certain type of guy that they want. Because the more guys you have, the less and less satisfied you'll be with the norm, if you will.
Yeah.
So there's that aspect. Problem is now you're probably gonna be wanting a guy that also has had his fair share of women. What we see from the data, from the information that's out there, women with multiple partners and men with multiple partners, it doesn't have the same effect. Like, men with multiple partners doesn't have the same effect as women with multiple partners. In fact, a man with, I've actually seen women more attracted to the man the more partners he's had, whereas I don't know any guy that has ever said he's more attracted to a woman the more partners she's had.
No.
I don't think I've ever come across that in my life. So with that being said, now this whore, she wants a certain guy. Odds are that guy is going to have a level of discernment because he has so much experience with women that he's probably going to be able to spot the thousand cocks stare from a mile away. Yeah. So that's the added thing to this whole situation is the type of experience and knowledge a guy gets is very different than the type of experience and knowledge a woman gets from these endeavors.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my point, is that you get all this bad information from women versus, like you said, I feel there would be more men. We're speaking in generalities here. I'm not saying that there are no women that don't give good advice to other women. Just like I'm sure there are plenty of men that would give bad advice to other women. But generally speaking, I feel like what a man would say would be less concerned about her feelings and more rooted in reality.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah, so that's you know, going back to your part about the ego, is if these women want that, you know, referencing Dr. Teraband's video, if they want, oh, a life partner, a husband, or, you know, my person, my partner, whatever it is, there's a certain game you got to play.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's a little funny with you saying that, because I feel like the likelihood of women giving bad advice, like,
astronomically high.
Yeah. but astronomically higher if they have, if they're in like the, if they're in college. Because, you know, you think that like college is for smart people, but like I feel a lot of the college educated women, they have like this like level of like denial about the realism of like life. Like, this is real life. And it's like, that shielded, doesn't connect with them.
Constantly, every which way, shielded from reality.
Yeah.
Constantly, every which way, absolved of any accountability or responsibility. Because you have half of the men out there want to absolve you of all your responsibility. The tradcons, oh no, fucking OnlyFans, $9 million. Every guy in the world has seen you naked. But you're a Christian now? Which, okay. I'm not here to say that God doesn't forgive, but that's between you and God. Like, yeah. I don't have to do anything. You, God forgives you, beautiful. Live it up. I'm still not wifing you up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the world. It's so gynocentric. It's like every which way, every corner, it's all remove reality, remove responsibility, remove accountability. And it's just, oh, la-di-da-di-da, fucking social media, and what are people doing weekend, like, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, so naturally, then you get to the real world, and you've been operating with this premise this whole time. And, oh, men are this, and men are that, and fuck, I could sleep with 100 men. Why would the love of my life, my husband is not going to care? And what's wild about it is deep down, they don't even realize that if they ended up with a dude that really didn't care, part of them would be less attracted in him that he didn't care.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. Like, because the dude that cares is like typically the masculine dude that's just like, oh, it's no, hell no. Like,
yeah.
All these dudes then sat at this table and I got to pay the bill? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it's gonna work.
Rosa Parks, nah. that meme.
Yeah, but yeah. So it's interesting. But that's our episode for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. The show continues to grow because you guys keep listening. So keep on listening. Remember, if we talk about something that you know somebody would be interested in, please share the episode with them. We're on all podcast platforms. If you want to help us stay independent, go to our website. You can donate an amount of your choosing or buy some merch. And if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. It does help us out a lot. We'll see you guys next week. We're out. Peace.
Peace.